We shall turn to the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 87, and read from the beginning. Psalm 87, a psalm or song for the sons of Korah. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Zion is triumphant. Sinners are born there. Whole nations are born there. And God has made this known. He has declared that these are the people who know him. And he loves Zion more than all others. He loves his people there. They are enrolled in his register, and he makes mention of each one of them. He knoweth them that trust in him. And are we trusting in him tonight? Though there are calamities and disasters, though there are difficulties, yet we know from God's word that those who trust in man are cursed, but those who trust in him are blessed. Well, those who the Lord takes notice of are those who are trusting in him and find their source of happiness and contentment in himself, who reveals himself in the church. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Is this what we are saying tonight? Do we agree with the nations that are born in Zion, those who have come to acknowledge the truth, that true satisfaction is found nowhere else but in Christ, who reveals himself in the church? As well the singers as the players on instruments. They are celebrating, and this is what they're saying, all my springs are in thee. And so, the Lord helping us, we notice three things tonight as we conclude our consideration of this psalm. First of all, the procession into Zion. And it appears that there is a triumphant march or procession, at least a celebration of singers and players who are leading the nations in Zion or into Zion. And this is what they're saying, and that's what we consider. Secondly, all my springs are in thee, that is the provision in Zion. First, the procession into Zion, and secondly, the provision in Zion, and thirdly, the replenishing in Zion. My springs are in thee. They are replenished in Zion. The replenishing in Zion. So first, the procession into Zion. Secondly, the provision in Zion. And thirdly, the replenishing in Zion. First, we find a procession. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Here are people that are rejoicing. There are some who are singing, some who are playing musical instruments, perhaps the flute or the pipe, and perhaps there are some who are dancing, like David was before the Lord when the Ark of the Covenant was being carried into the city of David. But who are these people who are praising, celebrating, singing, playing musical instruments? Well, we believe they are the Gentile nations that the psalm is speaking of, including Babylon, Philistia, Ethiopia, and Tyre, and Rahab, which is Egypt. And the Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man or this nation was born there. And so here are the nations gathered together, one by one, perhaps, in a triumphant march into the city. And we find something similar to that, of course, as we've referred to before in Psalm 68, and verses 24 and 25. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. And so, one by one, the groups march past and or enter into the gates of the city of Jerusalem or Zion. One by one, the nations enter in. They celebrate the fact, as we go on to notice later, that their source of joy is in Zion. So, as we considered already, another view of it, of course, is found in the psalm that these nations were born in Zion. That is, these nations were converted to God through the instrumentality or the ministry of the church and her office bearers. The ministers and missionaries that have been sent to preach to the nations. Now, it's clear there is a celebration. They are praising the Lord and they are rejoicing in Him. All my springs are in Thee. And we should rejoice as well when others are brought into the church, when we see sinners gathered to Christ, being converted to Him. We should celebrate and rejoice when God adds to His church such as should be saved. Spurgeon writes that where the church is increased by numerous conversions, the joy becomes exuberant and finds out ways of displaying itself. Certainly David was rejoicing when the ark was brought into its new resting place in the city of David, which was in Jerusalem. And those who are the Lord's people, there are times in their experience, maybe in small ways, but sometimes they know something of the joy of the Lord. And we could go further and say there's nothing that warms their hearts more than when they see others brought to Christ, when they hear of a conversion experience, when they hear about God dealing with one a sinner in awakening and drawing the sinner to Christ, so that there's another translation from darkness to light. This is what we desire to hear more of and see more of. But this certainly is a joyful thing. And we should ask ourselves, have we ever rejoiced when, like the Jews in the book of Acts, when they heard Simon Peter relate to them that he was instrumental in Cornelius coming into the church, embracing the truth, the gospel, when they responded this way, then hath the Lord granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life. This was a matter of rejoicing, and how we should be looking forward to and praying that the Lord would bring into His fold, into His church, others, other countries, other peoples, and the Jews themselves, that they would be converted to the Lord, that they would be brought to the spiritual Zion, and that there would be rejoicing as well. The singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in Thee. And that's what we consider. Secondly, what these singers and players are actually saying. All my springs are in Thee. Secondly, then, the provision in Zion. Again, we notice that the words are supplied, namely, shall be there. So the translators had to consider what was the verb that would connect these two phrases or clauses, as well the singers as the players on instruments. All my springs are in Thee. They could have supplied simply the word say, all as well the singers as the players on instruments say, all my springs are in thee, or they sing, they rejoice. This is the subject of the rejoicing. All my springs are in thee. There's a provision in Zion. And that is the replenishing that they experience. They are rejoicing in this fact that they have discovered the true source of happiness. Have you discovered the true source of happiness? Has this been a matter of celebration in your own soul that you have discovered that the springs of life and joy are in Christ who reveals himself in Zion? So as a spring of water is the means of refreshing and sustenance, so the Lord in the church is the source of life and blessedness. Some ask, well, when we read the words in thee, who is it speaking of? Is it speaking of Zion? Or is it speaking of God or Christ? But others, the same people will respond, it doesn't make much difference because God is in the church. God is in Zion. And the source of life and joy is God himself who is there in Zion. God is present with his people. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And God himself is with his people. Psalm 46 and verse 5, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved, God shall help her, and that right early. But here is this river, the streams of the river, shall make glad the city of God. So here the whole city of Jerusalem, the inhabitants of Zion, are rejoicing, and they're saying, my springs are in thee, in Zion, or in God himself who is in Zion, because he is the source of life. He is the fountain of life, and it's from him that believers drink of the rivers of life. Spiritual life is from him. He is the source of that deliverance from spiritual death. He is the cause of the new birth. This man and that man was born in her. He is the cause of this great blessing of justification. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. And he is the source of sanctification. God himself is the source. There is no real purifying apart from his grace. A sinner may engage in some outward reformation begin to shed some evil practices and look like he is a new person almost. But apart from the internal work of the Spirit conquering our sins and enabling us to live into righteousness, there is no true sanctification, no true saving change, and no true progress in the ways of the Lord. We must go to God who reveals himself in Zion. So God himself, who is in Zion, is the source of these spiritual provisions, the provision in Zion. And notice that it is not one spring, but the word is in the plural, all my springs are in thee. There is one God, but there are many blessings. And there is one Savior, but there are many channels through which his blessings come to us. And we considered earlier on the gates of Zion. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. God loves all his people, and he loves all the dwellings of Jacob, but he loveth the gates of Zion more, because in the public worship, God is more glorified the authority of Christ is underlined and made more conspicuous in the church, in Zion, with all the ordinances of his house. And so the gates of Zion remind us of the springs as well, because of the channels through which God's blessings are communicated to us. Remember that God has given to the visible church the ministry, oracles, and ordinances of God. These are springs of the church, that is, channels or conduits of grace. Through these means, we receive grace into our souls, and that includes the public praise, where God's people are all gathered together to worship him, and here is a celebration. The singers and the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. And we receive good for our souls in the praises of public worship, as well as public prayer, when the saints are assembled to offer united desires to God. And there is, of course, the preaching of the gospel. Here is an ordinance that is a saving ordinance, a converting ordinance. It is a means that God has appointed. It is a divine ordinance, and as we read, that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So the Lord has appointed this means for the converting of sinners. He has connected a blessing between the use of means and receiving grace. Here he has made that connection. So the other ordinances are baptism and the Lord's Supper. These are channels through which God conveys grace to us, and even church discipline, because one of the reasons God has appointed discipline is for the gaining and reclaiming of offending brethren. These are positive ordinances for the good of God's people. All of us need the restraints that God has set up in his church. These are gates. The sheep have need of gates to keep them in, to keep them safe. So it behooves us to make use of all the ordinances that God has appointed. All my springs are in thee. I'm not going to neglect any of these springs, the springs, the channels through which grace comes to me. If I'm going to be selective, I'm going to miss out. If I choose only one or two and leave out the rest, how can I expect God to bless me fully? How can I expect him to bless me at all if I willfully neglect any of the means of grace that he has appointed? Cannot expect the blessing of God. Cannot expect to receive grace from God if I am disobedient to his will. I think it was Rabbi Duncan who says, if we do not hear God's word, then he will not hear our prayers. We're not hearing God's word if we're deliberately neglecting some of the means that he has appointed when they are available to us. So here are springs. All my springs are in thee. Of course, the source, the provision, is God himself, but the church is the channel. The springs, the streams, they come to us through the ordinances that he has appointed. Praise, prayer, preaching, sacraments, discipline, and we're to be diligently using these means. Do we need to remind ourselves again that one of the three things that God requires of us in order to escape his wrath and curse is faith in Jesus Christ, repentance unto life, with the diligent use of all the outward means whereby Christ communicateth to us the benefits of redemption. He communicates grace, the benefits of redemption, through these means, and how we need to be diligently using these means. Waiting diligently at the gates of Zion, all my springs are in thee. And through the use of these means, with the blessing of the Lord, then we will have a personal testimony. All my springs are in thee. We will discover that our souls are replenished. So in the third place, the replenishing in Zion. God himself is the provision, and it is in Zion that souls are replenished. A personal testimony to the satisfaction enjoyed in Zion. All my springs are in thee. The nations are born there, the nations are fed there, and believers are replenished there. Because the truth is in the church. Well, it's not a true church without the truth. Because the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And when you consider these heathen nations that have been converted to, the heathen nations that have been converted to Christianity, how would that have taken place without the missionaries of the church being sent, authorized, appointed, sent out, for the most part, by the church? That's what we read of in the book of Acts, that when missionaries were sent out, it was through the church. They didn't decide on their own one day to pack up and go to another country. It was the church that sent them out. Where was Christ born? In the church. We read of the woman who was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. That's the church. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So believers find their source of life and joy and strength in Christ, revealed in Zion. Always. Although they don't always make that connection. They may be reading their Bibles at home, and yes, that's the Lord may use that means of simply reading the Bible to convert a person, but where did the translation of the Bible come from? From whom were the Bibles distributed? Through the church. So we cannot think of the church without Christ, and we cannot rightly think of Christ himself without the church. Because the very reason he is the Christ is because he is the Savior of his body, the church. So there's this inseparable connection between Christ and the church and the provision which is in Zion. And that's where the replenishing takes place. All my springs are in thee. Christ is the vine. It's through abiding in him that we get life. We need that sense of insufficiency. We need that appreciation of divine power and grace. We need that total dependence upon him. We need that longing desire that he would give us grace. Thinking about his person and his offices and his work and his grace and his love, there's abundant food for thought when we think of Christ. Receiving of his fullness, drawing upon these infinite, inexhaustible resources that is in Christ himself, in Zion, in the appointed means. Seeking his glory and beholding his majesty, loving the place where his honor dwelleth. And the psalmist hates the congregation of evildoers, but he loves the place where God is honored in the courts of his house. The child of God, at least the experienced child of God, knows that they are flagging without diligence in the means, in the public means of grace. When they are not diligent, they go through suffering spiritually. They know that that things are not right with them if they would just decide to sit home and read their Bibles. They know that's not good enough. They need to go to the house of God. They need to see the Lord's people. Their hearts are warmed when they're with God's children. And there's the communion of the saints. And these are the inhabitants of Zion. And I was reminded in my preparations of our series in the book of Zechariah, in chapter 12, verse 5, where we read that the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts their God. They're looking to God's people as a source of strength. The believers themselves are strengthening one another. But of course, it's because they're united to Christ. The strength comes from God through his people. And so it is by cherishing fellowship one with another that we are built up and we are strengthened. All my springs are in thee. I am not going to succeed by absenting myself from fellowship with God's people in the public means of grace. This is where I am most happy, when I am hearing the word of God and I'm getting good for my soul. Without this, there is spiritual poverty. And how dependent I am upon the Lord who reveals himself in his word and in the ordinances of his house. But again, we know that the ultimate source is Christ himself. And here's an evidence of grace. As Spurgeon puts it, Lord, I am assured that I belong to the regenerate whose life is in thee, for I feel that I cannot live without thee. Therefore, with all thy joyful people will I sing thy praises. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. And there's a spring of water that the Lord Jesus is offering each and every one of us tonight. And through that woman at the well, we are hearing his word. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Do you desire living water tonight? Will you not go to Christ and ask him for it? Ask him that he himself would replenish you. For he says that whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's yours for the asking, for the taking. Drink to your fill and be replenished with Christ himself in Zion, and sing to him and join the kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. He himself is in the church. It's no church without Christ, but Christ reveals himself in the word and in the preaching of the word, and he reveals himself giving strength through the gates of Zion, as we read in Psalm 68. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. May he bless his word.